Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Between at least 2008 and the present, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires. The freak-off sometimes lasted days at a time and often involved a variety of narcotics, such as ketamine, ecstasy, and GHB.
Yeah, days-long freak-offs, he called them. Basically, he staged orgies for him to watch while he pleasured himself, Sean P. Diddy Combs. He would get everybody all drugged up, whether they knew they were getting drugged up or not, and he would beat people who tried to get out of it. And or pay people lots of money, carrot and stick approach to staging his orgies. And he'd been doing this since 2008 at least, according to the charges. And he could easily spend the rest of his life in jail with the charges.
If I had unlimited money, I might do some strange stuff by most people's standards, but
not this.
Not that.
No, not this at all. Can you imagine what that trial is going to be like if it happens? The details that are going to come out? That is going to be something.
The witnesses that'll be called.
Oh, my God. That is going to be something to follow. So, anyway, yeah. Got that. Today, the Fed is going to meet and announce a rate cut for the first time since going back to January of 21. That's when the inflation became very, very apparent, and the Federal Reserve said, oh, we got to get on the front end of this, and didn't work. As we hit what was 9%, the highest mark for inflation at one point.
Yeah, just over.
And cruised along at a pretty high level for a long time. Now, the Feds are going to announce a quarter point, half point, nobody's exactly sure. And it'll be interesting to see how the markets react to that. Now, one thing is asked in the morning political newsletter that I read about from Mark Halpern was, is everybody's opinion about the economy inflation baked into the point that it can't change before the election? Or are people going to, like, I don't know, absorb the news that the rate cuts are happening, inflation's back near two, you know, happy days are here again? One thing Mark Halpern points out is that with a bunch of health insurance and homeowner insurance rate increases all across the country about to hit voters' mailboxes, he's not sure it's going to make any difference from that standpoint.
Right. That's great analysis. I think it's going to be a war between Harris and the campaign claiming that, hey, we told you we would bring inflation under control, and we have. We keep our promises. Never mind the fact that you caused a lot of it. And the war will be between that message and people in their actual paying bills and writing checks and going to the grocery store saying, I still feel like I'm being punched in the stomach.
Another economic news before we get to how much did stuff go up between the last rate cut and this one. It's quite amazing. But Donald Trump announced yesterday, we try to not be only about the personalities, which seems to be the way we elect people now, but the policies. And Donald Trump announced a policy yesterday. One of his own tax proposals that he bragged about so much in the Trump tax cuts back in the day, he's going to do away with. That's the SALT tax policy, in which high tax states like New York, California, where I live, New Jersey and others, you could deduct your state taxes. And that was a great gift to you if you lived in California, for instance. Incredibly unfair to the rest of the country. I mean, just a horribly unfair policy. So if you live in a state where all your voters have decided, no, we're going to keep taxes low, you help fund people in California who voted for higher taxes? That's nuts. Now, individually, personally, it's going to help me a lot if they do away with that. But, you know, I actually am into good policy and fairness more than my own personal dollars. And I think it's a horror that other states have to pick up the tab.
I was just reading about this, and I'm not going to talk about it much because it's pretty dry. But the incomes in the coastal blue states tend to be substantially higher than most, if not all, of the red states. And so the blue states tend to pay more into the treasury in federal income taxes anyway and are kind of net losers, which I found interesting, but it makes sense. I mean, it's like, the you know, California outvotes 11 smaller states, and likewise they outpay income tax.
I'm sure everything
is more expensive.
I don't doubt the math on that's true, but you can't try to fix it this way, I don't think. That seems crazy.
No, probably not. But it just goes to the whole problem with the federal government being in charge of everything, including things that could easily be done by the states or even the counties. The imbalances are ridiculous.
Anyway, a lot of people on the right were very unhappy that Trump announced that yesterday, because most conservatives, if you're actually a conservative, don't like the idea of blue states getting to deduct their high tax state taxes.
Especially because a lot of them go to support harebrained schemes. See, the bullet train,
right.
Sex changes for homeless illegal immigrant inmates.
Right. And it's a little confusing as to why Trump decided to do this, since he's not going to win California or New York. Does he think he has a shot at New York? New Jersey, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, enough of that. Here's how much things have gone up, if you understand the way math works. Inflation-wise, since January 21st, when inflation first hit. Inflation's going down. Okay, fine. But gas, I'm not even going to do gas, because gas goes up and down so much, that's a tough one to use. Groceries are up 21% since January 21. That's a lot. That's a noticeable amount.
Gosh, and if you're the sort of person who has no money at the end of the month, that means essentially you've just seen a 20% decrease in what you could buy, how much you could buy, or the quality of the stuff you can buy.
You start buying different things. I don't buy steak near as much as I used to. Get hamburger or chicken, which now costs what steak used to cost. Rent is up 23% in that amount of time. Daycare up 18%. The problem, of course, is if you have all of these, if you have rent, daycare, of course you have groceries, you're buying gas. You add it all together, that's rough. Energy is up a third. 32% energy went up in that period of time. Transportation, and it has a picture here. I don't know why they use pictures, like I'm a four-year-old trying to understand compound inflation, but I need pictures to understand what the category is. For transportation, it has a bus and an Amtrak. Okay. Up 28%. And here, how about
in
this
short
one?
Transportation.
And how about this one, if you got your own transportation, like most of us? Car insurance is up 56% since January of 21, and nobody thought it was cheap then. Oof! Wow! Your car insurance up 56%, and then you go to the grocery store, which is up 21%? Good Lord, no wonder people have such a negative attitude toward the economy.
And if you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance has skyrocketed as well. It's partly reflected in that rent increase, because the renters, you know, you pay the cost of your landlord, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't realize that, boy, are you a simpleton. Do you not understand economics? Back to you.
I was looking at some of the polling yesterday, and this point was being made. There's a possibility that Trump loses, since it's basically a tied race right now, while dominating in all of the categories that people care about. Because it seems to, he seems to be running away with the immigration issue and the economy. Were you better off under Trump or Biden, or who's better for the economy? It's a wash on the threat to democracy, so don't worry about that. He dominates on the issues people care about, but might lose, which would be an interesting thing historically.
I would say.
That's never happened before.
Interesting is one way to put it. It is interesting that somebody is so completely incompetent in reaching and persuading persuadables. It is astonishing to see somebody with such a loyal base who seems uninterested or just unable to say, hey, here's what I plan to do on that issue. All he's got is his code words from being in those rallies all the time where the crowd immediately, Aurora. You see what's happening in Aurora. Everybody's like, hey! Undecided. So, like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway.
Right. So there's
and
two.
It's frustrating.
There's two ways to present this. So going down that road, you can present it as he leads in all of the categories people say are the most important to him. You've got an incredibly unpopular sitting president, and the world politics have been incumbents are getting booted out left or right. So that would lead you to believe, plus the just automatic advantage, at least currently, Republicans tend to have in the electoral college, the way states break out. The fact that Trump is tied is just amazing. I guess there's just so many people put off by his personality. Here's the other side of it, though, the way to flip it completely over. Kamala Harris had the greatest 2 months in the history of politics in terms of favorable coverage and the wind at her back and everything like that, and she's tied.
It's because she's awful and incompetent and has no beliefs. In fairness to Trump, I do feel like I ought to point out, yes, the entirety of the media has painted him as a monster in ways that are completely inappropriate in a lot of cases. On the other hand, that's just a given for Republicans. That's the playing field.
Right.
Yeah, we rail about it, but you got to be disciplined. You got to be smart. So speaking of economic issues, more of how the economy works and how it doesn't. Couple of interesting and easy to understand examples later on in the hour. Next segment, unless something else burbles up and seems urgent, love Jason Riley's article. I almost said review, but it's a lot more than that, about Am I Racist? Matt Walsh, his new vehicle. It includes some facts that we think you will find reassuring and energize your belief in how stupid and rotten all this DEI stuff is.
You ever been to a freak-off?
I have not, sir.
Apparently the butler, chef, and housekeepers all had fanny packs at the freak-off.
What's the butt back in butler?
They carried around fanny packs, just in case you knew. Excuse me. The fanny packs had cocaine, GHB, ecstasy, marijuana gummies, and a pink drug called Tucci, T-U-C-I, which is a combination of ecstasy and cocaine.
Wow.
So that everybody had access to all these different things that they needed during the multi-day freak-offs.
Mm.
Very handy. That's like an upscale resort for debauchery.
I'll have to ask Robert, my butler, whether he would be willing to do that sort of thing.
Would you carry around the Tucci in case I need to have a multi-day freak-off?
Oh, Robert.
So
like
Joe,
I have a butler.
Joe mentioned all that stuff. It's on the way.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given.
That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families.
With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm.
Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera.
Wow, 50% off with a free indoor security camera. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive, at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-983-3043. 888-983-3043. That's 888-983-3043.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is proud to host No Beginning, No End, a collected show of posthumous works by William Wareham, 1941 to 2023. Join us at Shasta College through October 18th with a guest lecture by Philip E. Lynn-Harris, Chief Curator of Art Emeritus, Oakland Museum of California on Thursday, October 17th, 5 to 6 p.m. in Room 400. There will be a reception following the lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. in Building 300.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Let's be clear what's happening in this country. It's Nazism. Republicans are Nazis. You cannot separate yourselves from the bad white people.
Growing up in the 90s, I never thought much about race. Sure, you noticed, but never really seemed to matter that much. At least not to me.
Being a white, straight, cisgender man is the top of the pile.
I'm on the top of the pile. That's me. Am I racist?
I would really appreciate it if you left.
I'm trying to learn. I'm on this journey.
Can you please leave?
You know, that reminds me, that's from the movie Am I Racist, which I'm going to this weekend, which people are loving. That reminds me, I remember, because at the beginning there, he says, I grew up in the 90s, and nobody talked about race. Right, and I grew up in the, like, 80s, and it just wasn't an issue. It just wasn't a thing that really got talked about much, for reasons of that most young people didn't care. And I remember Tom Brokaw, former NBC anchor way back in the day, talking about, this is probably in the 90s, when he'd talk about, he'd say, you know, we get all obsessed about race because we're from a generation worth, you know, black people in the back of the bus or whatever. Tom Brokaw was old. He said, but my kids don't talk about it at all. All their friends are of different races and like mixtures of different things, and it's just not on their mind. Well, that was true for there a while, and then the activists seem to have brought it back to where it's something that you discuss all the time for some reason.
Well, because the neo-Marxists want that to be the wedge that they use to get rid of Western civilization. That is the sin that they want to paint Western civilization with so they can take it over. I wasn't going to get into that quite yet, but that's at the end of this. Jason Riley, fabulous writer, happens to be a black man for the Wall Street Journal, but he is the first mainstream major media guy to review Am I Racist? And I'll just leap into a bit of the review part, because then he gets into the important part. But he writes, Robin DiAngelo, author of the best-selling White Fragility and a leading authority on diversity, equity, and inclusion, doesn't want you to see Am I a Racist, a new documentary about the DEI industry, which is what it's actually about. If you see it anyway, which I strongly recommend, you'll understand her objections, and you'll also laugh a lot. Before the film's theatrical release last week, DiAngelo posted a statement accusing Matt Walsh of promoting racism, which is hilarious. But my guess is that a real objection to the movie is that it's bad for business. Ms. DiAngelo has made a good living charging schools, government agencies, and Fortune 500 companies tens of thousands of dollars to give speeches and host workshops on anti-racism. She gets 15 grand for 2 hours.
From a school? How disgusting is that?
So anyway, to get back to the whole neo-Marxist thing, which is absolutely true, trust me on this, one of the proofs of it, as if you need any, they've written books about it. The people who came up with this philosophy wrote books about it with their names on it, saying, this is how we're going to overthrow Western civilization. We're going to call everybody a racist, and we're going to whip up people of various races to hate the countries we live in, then we're going to take control. Again, they wrote books, their names are on them. This is not a conspiracy theory, this is a conspiracy. Anyway, one of the things that tends to back up my point of view is that, and you've heard me say many times, end all DEI programs everywhere they exist immediately. You probably remember Harvard Business Review in 2012 published a paper, Diversity Training Doesn't Work. And they studied hundreds and hundreds of companies over decades, showing that diversity training had no positive effects in the average workplace and that millions of dollars were being spent annually on, quote, training resulting in, well, nothing. Attitudes and the diversity of the organizations remain the same. There was another major 2018 academic paper, again, hundreds of studies, back to the 1930s. That made it clear that these programs don't do any good. In fact, they do harm because they tend to stir up resentments between people who previously had no resentments.
Wow. That's interesting.
So go see the movie and reject any and all DEI programs that you're supposed to participate in if you possibly can. They are evil. They are Marxist. They are racist.
So Instagram has a whole bunch of new policies kind of forced upon them, among other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Seems like there's more identity theft in the news every day.
Another major healthcare breach was reported today, resulting in the exposure of
self-employed consumers have been a victim of identity.
That's because there are endless places that could accidentally expose you to identity theft. In a breach, or simply by mistake. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Young Eagles rally at Benton Field. Young people can get free airplane flights on Saturday, September 28th between 8:30 and noon. Local volunteer pilots will take young people ages 8 to 17 for flights. Meet at the EAA Quonset Hut, 2955 South Street, just off Place. Parents or legal guardian must fill out the registration. Pre-registration is required at yeda.org. Sign up today at yeday.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Instagram will automatically make accounts for users under 18 private. Teens can only receive messages from people they follow or are connected to. Exposure to sensitive content will be limited, and notifications will be muted overnight. Users under 16 will need parental approval to make changes. Meta is also adding optional features allowing parents to see who their teen has messaged over the last week, view the topics they're looking at, and set daily time limits.
If the teen cannot prove their age, the app will use AI technology that looks at facial features to determine their age, and kids with multiple violations will be kicked off Instagram.
How well does that work, identifying your age by your facial features? I don't like the ability of a camera on my phone to figure out if somebody is 18 or 16, but anyway.
I just hope this doesn't interfere with my Instagram feed, which is mostly tasteful eroticism. Surprisingly popular.
Well, you're trying to get a freak-off party going, so.
If I possibly can, yes.
Katie, you're a young person who uses Instagram. What are the new Instagram rules?
So it looks like all of the teenagers, so starting today, if you're already on
Instagram.
Yeah, if you're already on Instagram, if you're 16 or under, you're going to be automatically turned to a teen account. If you join after today, you have to start as a teen account. So if you're under 16 now, you're going to see some changes.
I like the fact that, so when you got the teen account, it's automatically private.
Right.
No,
that's
public
one of the
accounts
big features
for people 16 or under. Yeah.
Right. So by private, you can't see anything that they post. You can't see their followers, anything like that. There's going to be messaging restrictions, meaning that these teens can only connect with people who they follow and that follow them back.
So some random scumbag pretending to be a sophomore girl can't contact you.
Right, because on Instagram right now, there's the messaging feature, and then there's a separate file called hidden messages, which is where people who you have zero connection with can send you messages, and you have to filter through them, so they won't have that issue, which is really awesome. Content restrictions, it looks like Instagram's going to be able to limit sensitive content and hidden word filters, so if there's something inappropriate, it will automatically not show up in their algorithm.
I have a question masquerading as a statement. We have many laws that are universally known that say you can't come into this country without proper documentation. And those laws are flouted millions of times per year these days. So the question obviously is, what's the policing going to be like? What's the enforcement mechanism look like with this? Will it be effective? Can a clever 13-year-old get around it as easily as I get around the speed limit?
That second part is probably almost certainly going to be true. But to the other part, and I don't know because I haven't looked into this, and I don't spend much time on Instagram. NPR presented it kind of surprisingly to me because I think they're Zuckerberg fans. This is Zuckerberg, isn't it? Isn't he Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Because what kind of kicked this off was a month or so ago when that one social media titan in Europe got arrested, Elon basically tweeted something along the lines of, when is Zuckerberg going to get arrested for all the child porn on Instagram? I mean, something really, really accusatory.
Right.
And then the government's been going to crack down on, well, all social media platforms have been worried about the government cracking down. So that's one of the reasons it's making Zuckerberg do something. But NPR's take on this today was this is going to take it out of the hands or the responsibility out of the hands of Meta and put it in the hands of the parents. And the parents will have to figure out how to do all this. And it's not going to be that easy. Does that sound right? Is that actually what's going on here? Generally, I like the idea of personal responsibility and, you know, me being in control. But letting Instagram off the hook so you don't have to police scumbags, but I've got to somehow? I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, one worth considering in every home.
Anything else we ought to know on this, Katie?
Yeah, parents will be able to set how long your kid can scroll, which is pretty cool. And there's a sleep mode, so it'll deactivate while they're in bed. And then they'll also
be able
to...
So there's no waking up at 2 in the morning and spending your supposedly sleeping hours on Instagram. That's a great idea.
And then the parents will also be able to see who their kids are messaging and what content is coming across their feed, which is also pretty cool.
If you are a young person listening to the show, right?
You're
now,
a weirdo.
First of all, what is wrong with you? Put in the Taylor Swift or some hippity hop music or something like that. But how easy will this be to get around? Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. They're like, you want me to email? mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com or text. In fact, 415-295-KFTC is the text number, 415-295-KFTC. We have breaking news, Jack. Breaking freaking news. Holy cats. When news breaks, the donkey brays. It ain't over yet. Dateline Beirut, Lebanon. Communications devices used by Lebanon's armed group Hezbollah detonated late this afternoon across the country's south and in the southern suburbs of the capital of Beirut. Sources said it was not clear if the equipment was pagers. At least one of the blasts took place near a funeral organized by Hezbollah for those killed by the previous day's pagers going kerblooey.
Yeah, this news report
is continuing.
Yeah, awesome. This news report's calling them walkie-talkies, so their personal radios, the way they talk to each other, blew up in their hands. Cool.
Wow, so the Mossad is like, oh, you were impressed by the pagers, were you? Okay, all right. What? Why are you talking like that? Oh, just wait.
Still working on that novel?
wow, that is just crazy.
Well, we mentioned earlier the psychological effect the pagers blowing up would have had, where you're like, geez, how about my cell phone, or I'm a little worried to start my car, or a variety of other things. You had to be a little skeptical of your walkie-talkie, didn't you? But now it blew up in your hand. I wonder how many people got injured.
Yeah, well, let's see. Very preliminary reports. There are buildings burning right now in front of me, said a 30-year-old, after a series of simultaneous explosions hit his neighborhood. How is Israel the same country that whiffed so completely on October 7th? I mean, you need to invent new words to describe the cataclysmic and inexplicable failure of their defense forces.
Right. The fact that the people got into the country that easily, and then the fact that it took 12 hours to get any response whatsoever in some of those villages from anybody was just horrific.
Holy cow, more breaking news. Speaking of explosions, cops find explosives in car near Trump rally on Long Island after the second assassination attempt. That is dateline today.
Okay.
Only moments ago.
We'll follow on that as more details emerge. Back to the exploding pagers and walkie-talkies. David French put this post out yesterday, which I thought was interesting. He is a columnist for the New York Times. He was also in the military and served in Iraq. From a law of war standpoint, that was his job in the military. Heck of a job, too. He was a lawyer that had to sign off on various things. Like if you're about to, you know, attack a village, are we following the international rule of law by blowing these people up? Yes or no? He was that
guy.
From a law of war standpoint, Israel's pager bombs represent one of the most precisely targeted strikes in the history of warfare. I can't think of a single widespread strike on an armed force that's embedded in a civilian population that's been more precise. It's remarkable. Of course, yeah, when you think about it that way, 3,000 injured, 12 dead so far, with hardly an extraneous casualty when they're embedded in the population. That's amazing.
Right, it's mind-boggling. It's incredibly effective and merciful.
While Hezbollah, who some of your college kids are marching in support of, is willing to bomb soccer fields with little kids playing soccer and kill them.
Yeah. Terrible. So coming up, feature, I'm trying to decide on the name of it because you have to name everything in the modern world. Michael's in favor of the terrible cliche dollars and cents.
No, S-E-N-S-A. What is this, 1982? Dollars and
money,
cents.
Money matters is terrible as well. I'm thinking of don't be a money moron.
That's not bad.
Don't be a financial fool.
Does it have to?
Yes, it has to.
The first letters have to be the same?
Or it's got to rhyme. Either alliteration or rhyming. What, do you know nothing about media? Wow. Anyway, we'll figure out a name in the next moment or two. But it's really interesting stuff, I promise you that.
One more follow-up on the big Instagram changes that are taking effect today, and it'll be interesting to see if they do any good. I'm horrified at the idea of my kids getting catfished or just spending too much time on it or whatever.
Sextorted.
Sextorted.
Faux clever names for a terrible, terrible thing.
We talked about the 60 Minutes piece from a couple of years ago. With the girl on there, remember the high school girl talking about how easy it was to fool her parents. And she had a calculator app on her phone, looked like a calculator app, but was actually the Instagram app. It was a way to mask it. So if the parents looked at the phone, thought, okay, nothing here but calculators because she's studying her mathematics. you know, and she was on Instagram. So I, like you, am a little skeptical as to how hard it'll be for the average teenager to get around this stuff. But at least they're trying. Of course, they might only be trying because the government's breathing down their neck. I'm not sure Zuckerberg has a soul. We've got more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands, and we'll work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-984-6618. 888-984-6618. That's 888-984-6618.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding in the middle of rush hour traffic to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything, online to hybrid courses, lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start.
Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Really haven't successfully come up with a good name for this feature. I apologize. I considered the Finance Dance song.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here's how money actually works.
With a feature. $27.
Beautiful.
Cha-ching!
Are you about to say something?
No.
Okay. So we're going to do the 101 class first and then the 201 class. If this first part is too obvious for some of you, congratulations on understanding the basics of economics, which is a fairly rare thing in today's world, which is highly discouraging. But first of all, they're talking about, who is this writer? I like to give credit because this is really well written. Matthew Hennessy in the Wall Street Journal is talking about the fellows in Oasis, the British rock band, which is getting back together.
Wonderwall!
He gets into some of the backstory, the Gallagher brothers who can't stand each other and can't get along, but they're the indispensable members of the band Oasis. Last month, the boys buried the hatchet and announced a series of 2025 concerts. Delirious fans were young and relatively poor during the band's heyday, are now older and relatively rich. They have the willingness and ability to pay to see Oasis in concert. Hmm. Economically speaking, that's called demand. But demand is only one side of the economic story, Morning Glory. For the moment, at least, the Oasis reunion is limited to a handful of shows, and though Wembley Stadium is large, it's not infinitely so, and there's no guarantee the brothers will remain on speaking terms beyond next summer. Fans understand that this may be their last chance to see the battling Gallagher lads together on stage. Supply is limited. Now, introductory economics tells us that when supply is tight and demand is high, prices rise to an equilibrium, which is exactly what happened. Then he talks about dynamic pricing and how the tickets are significantly more expensive than they seemed to be when initially announced. Some accuse the greedy brothers of ripping off their loyal fans. Many more aim their fury at Ticketmaster, the American ticket sales behemoth owned by Live Nation Entertainment. The Fuhrer revealed
probably
a terrible...
Probably not going to argue me out of my anger at Ticketmaster in general, but go on.
The fees that creep up onto your bill at the end.
That's
a different topic and an interesting one.
Your electronic sending me of the ticket cost $40? What?
Yeah. Anyway, putting that aside, because this is just a question of the price of the tickets, the Fuhrer revealed a terrible ignorance, even among the highly educated, of what prices are and how they work. I would argue to the journalist that, no, these are people posing as being outraged. They're not actually outraged. Like the very Prime Minister of Britain, Keir Starmer, told the House of Commons that he found it depressing to hear of the Oasis price hikes. He promised a commission to investigate what he called extortionate price resales.
Whatever.
Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy told the Beeb that, quote, vastly inflated prices would exclude ordinary fans.
They have a culture secretary?
Yeah, why do you need that?
Secretary of Culture? And there should be some sort of government intervention in that some things are more expensive than others? What?
Yeah. Bollocks. In economic terms, a concert ticket, and this is the really important part. This is the Econ 101 stuff that if you don't understand it, you don't get anything about economics. A concert ticket is no different from a book, a bottle, a wine, or a house. It has no inherent value, only the price a buyer is willing to pay and a seller is willing to accept. The market clearing price of anything is where demand meets supply. The correct and fair price is whatever the market will bear. No buyer has a right to a low price, just as no seller has a right to a high price. Then they point out the obvious. Oasis could be nice guys and sell their tickets for $5, but scalpers would snatch them all up and resell them for much, much more. What good would it do for Oasis, for the ordinary fan, or anybody to allow third-party resellers to capture all that value?
Well, that's what people don't understand about, sports, guitar players, whatever, actors and actresses. Somebody's gonna get that money because there's a demand for it. So if it's not George Clooney or, Shohei Ohtani or the Gallagher brothers, then the company that puts on the show or the game or the network or whatever, they get the money. But somebody's getting the money. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it works.
Right. A couple more quick tidbits. A music industry guru explained that the acts hide behind Ticketmaster. They want them to take the flack for all of this stuff.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's probably true.
Yeah, it's not good for your image, but Ticketmaster takes all the flack. And he also writes, here's the dirty little secret. Ticketmaster does nothing that the band does not agree to. So, anyway, I thought that was a good little instructional on if there's demand and little supply, the prices are going to go up, and it should. And you know what's going to happen? The Gallagher boys are going to put down their fists and open up their calendars and say, you know, I'm willing to play half a dozen more shows, are you? And supply will increase, and the prices will rise.
I was drunk in the back seat of an SUV. That could go, I have 1,500 stories that start that way, but in this particular one,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I was drunk in the back of an SUV on the way to an Oasis concert in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1995 when we heard on the radio that they had canceled the concert because the two brothers had gotten a fist fight backstage. So I still have not seen them.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that legend not overblown.
No.
That reminds me, when they were like in their 60s, the Davis brothers, it looks like Davies, but it's pronounced Davis, of the Kinks, actually were continuing to come to blows and scream at each other backstage in their 60s trying to tour.
Wow.
Get some counseling, fellas, or something. Anyway,
let it go.
I wish I had, yeah, whatever it is, jeez, the two of you, take a chill pill. I wish we had more time for this because this is a little more difficult to understand, but really important part of what I was going to do, and we're about out of time. But the headline is, you would pay Kamala Harris's wealth tax. If they pass that tax, where a billionaire, they're calling it the billionaire minimum tax, where super wealthy Americans would be taxed on the appreciation of their assets, even if their assets aren't sold and their income isn't realized yet. There are all sorts of reasons to oppose this, but
no kidding.
It should be called the capital markets death tax. It would crush the U.S. stock market, grind initial public offerings to a halt, hit you in the 401k hard, because there would be enormous amounts of stock dumping. just incomprehensible amounts, and it would also stifle research and development in the U.S.
Kamala has not
a terrible idea.
Kamala has not been nailed down really on whether she's in support of this or not, and I wish they would.
Armstrong and Getty.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-626-2153. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-626-2153. That's 800-626-2153. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.